Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
It's time for Music History. Welcome, everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly. In this segment, once again, we'll visit with Grand Ole Opry star, two-time Bluegrass Hall of Honor inductee Bobby Osborne. We'll talk with him about the night him and Sonny Osborne were made members of the Grand Ole Opry, and of course, the history of Rocky Top, right here on Music History.
The Osborne brothers came on the Grand Ole Opry, made members of the Grand Ole Opry, what, 1964? And of course, we're going to refer back to Ruby, because that was the first song you sang on the Grand Ole Opry. Do you still remember that night pretty vividly?
I got a tape of it.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that. It was a very memorable night, and the word scared, that didn't mean a thing in the world. I'm scared, completely scared to death. There comes a time in your life when you get a chance at something like that, and in those days there, the Grand Ole Opry, if you were lucky enough or good enough, how you want to put it, to appear on the Grand Ole Opry, you became somebody the very minute that you did that.
Right.
That's what happened to us. When we got a chance to be a guest on the Opry, and we did Ruby, Ruby was already a signature song at the time.
Right.
I don't think we knew it as much as we did later on. It just became, every time we went down there, we just had to do Ruby. So we did Ruby that night and just practically got a standing ovation, you know. It was new to the people also that came there. But that was the first time that we was ever on the Opry. And of course, when we became regular members then in 64, first time we ever appeared on the Opry was a guest in about 62. We did Ruby then, but I was kind of used to it when we come down to be regular members. But 64, that was our song that we put our membership with the Opry. We opened it up with Ruby.
Boudelot and Felice Bryant has to be two of the greatest songwriters in the history of music myself.
I do too.
Everything they've done, and you can just understand everything that they're talking about and they've written about. The story's told, they took a little vacation, decided to take a break, and they was, what, up in the mountains? And they come
Gatlinburg,
up...
They went to Gatlinburg all the time.
And they come up with a song. How did they present Rocky Top to you?
We were doing a session of records for Decca, later MCA, and we had three songs already ready to go, and the session was coming up like the next day. We needed one more song, and back then Four Sides was a session, they called. Prior to Rocky Top, we had recorded some of Boudelot and Felice's songs with Acuff Rose.
Mm-hmm.
They were signed with Acuff Rose to write songs. Of course, in the meantime, they started their own company and left, you know, but we were very familiar with their writing. Well, Sonny just went over, we needed a good song. Sonny just went over to Boudelot's house. He lived right across the lake from where we did, and he was singing Sonny some songs. He came out with Rocky Top. He only had half of it finished at that time, and we were going to record the next day. Sonny called me, and he said, you ought to come over and listen to this song. He said, it might be something we could use. I go over there, and Boudelot, he was singing Rocky Top in a real slow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had done... The Wilburn brothers had done Roll Muddy River, the same type of arrangement as Boudelot was doing Rocky Top then. So when we did Roll Muddy River, we speeded it up. We played it fast and sang it slow, and it worked out fine. Well, when I heard Rocky Top, that went right into my mind right there. I said, well, we could speed that up and sing it slow, and it would make a good song. So Boudelot and Felice said, well, we never heard it that way, you know. I said, well, it would work. It'll work out. And I never will forget, I told Boudelot, I said, if you could finish that, we'll sure take it. We'll see if we can't record it tomorrow. And boy, they finished it up there right at the house now. I've got a little part of the sheet music that they were writing it on here. I've got a copy of it.
Wow.
They finished it, and we went to the studio the next day. And, of course, we were signed with Wilburn Brothers Publishing Company at the time, and they didn't want us to do anything but Surefire Music songs, which they owned. And we had to really get into it with Teddy to do Rocky Top. And finally, he agreed to let us do it. So when we did Rocky Top, and we wanted to get a ballad in the charts because they would stay longer instead of an up-tempo song. So we picked out My Favorite Memory to go on the other side of it and put it to A side.
Mm-hmm.
And that way Rocky Top would still be on the B side. So anyway, that happened, and Ralph Emery had the all-night show then.
Right.
And on WSM. Playing My Favorite Member is the A side, and one night he just said, "I'm going to turn this over and play the B side and see what you all think of it." and he turned it over and played Rocky Top. And brother, it's history from there then on.
Once again, we've been talking with Grand Ole Opry star, Bluegrass Hall of Honor inductee, Bobby Osborne. That's Music History. I'm Big Al Weekly.